This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. For the first time in months, LSU System President F. King Alexander was able to relax a bit over the weekend.
I'd spend it with our daughter and her soccer tournament on Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Last Thursday, the full House passed some revenue-raising bills, and today the House Appropriations Committee is expected to add that funding into the budget bill, with the bulk going toward higher education. Alexander says it's looking better than before, but
we've got a ways to go. We're not there yet. We're still looking at massive reductions that are still left in the 30 to 40% range, even if those all go through and they're allocated to higher education.
He has yet to hear lawmakers promoting a unified plan for preventing those state funding cuts.
Right now, we're in a bit of a crossfire on how to get there.
With 31 days left in the session, he says the doomsday scenario remains a possibility.
If these cuts don't get mitigated, we go from being 13% funded from the state to 2.9% funded from the state.
I asked if that might mean converting LSU from a public to a private university. He says that's not possible.
We don't even have the authority to move towards any sort of private model. We do not have control over our own tuition and fees. It's controlled by the legislature. I would much rather the state legislature stand up and say, we want LSU to be free.
Alexander says autonomy over setting tuition and fees is the key, not to winning, but surviving.
There's a lot of games still to be played, and unfortunately, it's not a game.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.